Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. The forecast for today, we are looking at partly cloudy conditions, and we'll have a high of about 68. Right now in Kenosha, it is 60 degrees, 61 in Burlington, Milwaukee 61, 60 in Racine. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy may have saved the life of a 65-year-old Wind Lake woman late last night with some quick action to apply a special tourniquet and stop severe bleeding from a medical port in her arm. The woman found conscious but somewhat confused in the bathroom of a home in the 8700 block of Thompson Drive, a significant amount of blood also evident. A news release says the deputy applied what is called a CAT T tourniquet, which stopped the bleeding. Part of the training they receive, all squad cars, in fact, carry these tourniquets. The woman taken to St. Luke's Hospital in Milwaukee by Wind Lake Fire Rescue. She is still there in the intensive care unit, listed in stable condition. The Burlington Common Council is going to have a special meeting tonight about dispatch operations. Where to go with it after the July floods knocked out the city's facility in the basement of the police department? Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with a preview of what's going to be talked about tonight.
Aldermen and staff are scheduled to meet at 6 o'clock at the Department of Public Works facilities on South Pine Street. The bottom line question to be answered is whether city leaders want to keep local dispatching while also finding $250,000 to reestablish the physical setup or join the Racine County Communications Center at the Sheriff's Department substation in Ives Grove. Burlington was and continues to be the only municipality in Racine County that does not use the county's communications center. City dispatchers have been handling emergency and non-emergency radio for police, but don't have the capability for 911 fire and rescue calls, which the county dispatch center has been handling these past 2+ months. Burlington Mayor Jeannie Hefty and Police Chief Mark Anderson both have come out in support of local dispatch. Some of the council members at their last meeting also expressed a desire to restore the operation. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Speaking of Burlington, a company was installing a sign yesterday in the Burlington area, but hit a gas main, and that forced the evacuation of that immediate area, even resulting in the power being shut down. This happened with a crew hitting the 5-inch main with an auger near South Main Street and Edgewood Drive. As the precautions were taking place, 24 homes had to be evacuated, several apartment buildings as well, and We Energy's Brian Manthe says they decided to shut down the electricity in that immediate area.
What we were doing is working with the fire department, police department, to make sure the area was safe as we tried to stop that flow of gas to the break. And so during that time, you don't want to have any sparks that could possibly ignite that natural gas. So by turning off the power to that area, we were able to keep at least those sparks from being any kind of an issue that could create a problem in that area where the natural gas leak was.
About 1,900 customers affected. The gas main break brought under control just before 1 o'clock. Power restored to most customers in Burlington after that, except those right near the vicinity of the break. Provisions of an agreement between the city of Racine and Sam Niamey in reference to correcting facility and operational problems at his Riverside Inn Hotel on Northwestern Avenue, well, those were met, but continued police calls to the site in the past 3 months, factoring into the Public Safety and Licensing Committee, voting unanimously to deny the renewal application for a Class B liquor license. Alderman Steve Smetana calling the situation very troubling. Assistant City Attorney New Tran noted that the agreement for cleaning up the past problems specifically pointed out there is no guarantee of license renewal if everything was accomplished.
Based on the number of police calls, that could be used as a basis for denial of the renewal license. I think the trick is whether the calls are caused by the way the place ran rather than the people that just happen to be living there. It requires that the licensee keep or maintain a disorderly house.
Jay Matter, representing the Rivermore and Riverwoods Homeowners Association, said problems of the past are continuing, called it not a safe environment for the children who are clearly living at that hotel. If the full council agrees to non-renewal of the license for the Riverside Inn, then Sam Niamey, the owner who did not attend the meeting, could request a due process hearing. And speaking of facilities and ownership, one of the owners of the Reef Point Brewhouse restaurant at Reef Point Marina in Racine put up a reaction to the NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem on his personal Facebook page. Now there is all kinds of reaction to it. The message included, "Kill the idiot players. They are nothing but garbage." That's a quote. It is what John Valco posted. Other owners of the restaurant quickly responding by distancing themselves. Valco's refused further comment, but reportedly expressing no remorse for his controversial posting. Some social media users have called for a boycott of the restaurant. It's operating at Reef Point under a contract with Racine County, which is the owner of the marina. Well, there's another joint meeting of the Mount Pleasant Village Board and the Community Development Authority this afternoon at the Village Hall. It is again related to the Foxconn project, the official language on the agenda for the closed session. The usual, a development project within the village. You can also expect, again, nothing to be announced afterward. The Milwaukee Business Journal, meanwhile, got a hold of the incentive offer made to Foxconn by Kenosha for locating a huge manufacturing plant in that city before, of course, Mayor John Andoramian called it off. The proposal was valued at about $291 million. It included new public safety facilities near the site, additional public works projects, more buses to get workers to the plant, also an airport customs office. $115 million was projected just for water. The Milwaukee Business Journal has also filed open records requests for the Mount Pleasant and Racine County incentives request. Those are still part of the negotiating process. A job description for the next finance director in Mount Pleasant approved this week by the village board, all subject to a review by legal counsel. Trustee Sonny Haven originally didn't believe that a full legal review was necessary, said the finance director that's leaving, Kay Magyar, before the end of the month, didn't want the process to be held up. Trustee Gary Feast, while he's sure this document was assembled by, in his words, intelligent people, wasn't comfortable posting it without a legal review.
Without the stamp of approval by our legal eagles, I don't like doing things at the breakfast table. I would prefer that job description, so that the wording doesn't interfere with any state statutes or any issues of chain of command or anything else. Yeah, we spend money on legal things, but that's to keep us from making what I consider to be incredibly blunderous mistakes.
It was decided the document would be reviewed by legal counsel, though it would not have to come back to the village board before it's posted. That compromise approved unanimously. Magyar is leaving Mount Pleasant for a finance director job closer to home in Brown County. Racine Unified School Board's got a public hearing scheduled for next Monday night, October the 2nd, beginning at 6 o'clock in Building 1 of the Administrative Services Center to seek less instruction time. Public meeting notice says the Board of Education will consider a waiver from the Department of Public Instruction to provide 13 hours less instruction time than the 1,137 currently required during a given school year. The reduced hours would apply to freshmen, sophomores, and seniors at Case Park and Horlick, while providing one day set aside for juniors to take the ACT exam. In addition, the school calendar would be adjusted for 490-minute late start days for the freshmen, sophomores, and seniors once a month, November through February. This is all geared at improving, it says, the district's report card in the rating and the high school achievement measures with the ACT test. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.